Now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. While the deadliest Ebola outbreak in history has largely subsided, it has affected several West African nations and killed over 11,000 people in 2 years. 1,500 CDC employees deployed for this outbreak, but epidemiologists Ann Perfield and Melissa Rolfes were among the very first to arrive in Sierra Leone in 2014 before the world really began to take notice. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, they reflect on the severity of the situation that gripped the district of Kenema, and Anne updates Melissa on her experience upon returning to Sierra Leone 1 year later.
I think, as you know, it was a rough time to be there. I don't think any of us were mentally or physically prepared for what we'd see there, for the people that we'd meet, just the sheer traumatic experience of dealing with this illness at this capacity and being at the epicenter of it, and then working with people and sharing meals with them, and then watching them get sick, mm-hmm. watching some of them die, watching some of them fight for their lives. I remember just thinking, like, this is just a trap. It's a rabbit hole. We're never going to get out of this. And maybe it was this fatalistic view I had because of watching so many of our friends get sick and die. So many, like, good people who worked really hard and gave their hearts and souls to that outbreak, and Ebola swallowed them up. And then come back to our sterile little world.
Cubicles.
Our cubicle life. I just felt defeated when I left Kenema.
I left feeling like I hadn't done enough.
Yeah, I felt like feeling like I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't our fault.
It wasn't our fault.
And it was just a dark, dark time for the country and a really dark time for Kenema.
Yeah.
I remember saying goodbye to the nursing staff and the security staff and everyone that we had gotten to know so well in the last month. And my thought as I was driving away was, how many of them are going to die before this is over? And I have got to make it back to see them and help them before they die.
So you made it back this August.
I did. I made it back. I went back in August. And it was just from the moment, it was very emotional the first few days. From the moment I landed on the plane, I started to have, like, I call them flashbacks.
Yeah.
But remembering getting off the plane the year prior, comparing everything, the weather, the number of people that were on the plane. Last year, we came in empty planes because nobody was going to Sierra Leone. And the aid organizations hadn't showed up yet. And, you know, when we left last year, planes were full because everybody was mass exodus.
Yeah.
Fleeing, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But they're back, Melissa. The markets were open. The hospital was open. Did you know that that brown hill back by our office is a school play yard?
What?
Yes.
Aww.
And so, like, the schools were open. And when I was back there, I was like, where are the noise of all these children coming from? It's because the hospital is right next to a school, and we never knew.
Oh, wow.
The markets were open. People were on the street. People were eating at restaurants and shopping. And
wow,
it's so hard to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were there, there were 30 cases a day. We were burying 20 people a day from that hospital. And the morgue is no longer there, like the makeshift temporary, I don't know, whatever you would call it, a makeshift morgue.
Yeah.
That's not there. Porters are now down there in that area.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing. It was good for my soul to be there and just to see people.
That was Ann Perfield talking with friend and coworker Melissa Rolfes. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or a loved one, you can go to wabe.org/StoryCorps.